And we're back. This is the upswing. I'm not exactly sure how mentorship impacts the financial markets day to day, but I'm sure Dave Spano, president of Annex Wealth Management and host of Money Talk, does. Dave?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Aboard and glad to have me, and look forward to having a nice time here today. You know, if we're talking about mentorship, you know, there's lots that goes into that, Jeff. And you know, I have to tell you, I think a lot of people have been affected, probably by their parents, right? And you
right.
think about, you know, hardworking and what if that was instilled in you as a young person. And I think there's no question, my dad worked at a foundry. He worked at Al's Chambers for 44 years. And,
okay.
you know, every day he got up and worked hard, Jeff. And so I think that's a good start. And then from there, I was educated by Jesuits, and it's to be a man for others. And so I think those two pieces really put you in the right spot. You know, work hard. Don't shy away from it. Lean into it and be a man for others, or person for others, I should say. And that really is really a good basis.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, for sure. Family is important, and teachers along the way are always instrumental in our lives. So it's a week where economic data returns to the center stage, right, Dave?
Yeah, for sure. You know, what we're going to see this week is there's this thing called PCE, and I know the financial business gives you all these crazy numbers, CPI, PPI, PCE. They're inflation indicators, and this particular one is the one that the Fed likes. It's their preferred measure. And it's expected to have a pop in January. In other words, it's supposed to go up. And that's really what the Fed is trying to get some of the inflation out of the system, because it certainly hurts so many people. And so right now, we think that they're going to show an increase in inflation numbers. And that most assuredly will mean that the Fed will not likely cut in March and probably kick that off into June. But they're going to try to continue to take some of the slack out of the economy and in some of this acceleration. And we're going to see that, Jeff. And mm-hmm. so look for the Fed to not raise rates here in March,
okay.
but more often into June. And that's going to be an important indicator.
Okay. Oh, did you lose phone service last week, Dave?
I did. I happened to be in Southwest Florida. We have an office down there, and you know, I was freaking out because I'm on my phone all the time, right, and trying to get internet services. But it was interesting. If, you know, there's all of these things. Was it a solar flare? What was it? And it turns out that AT&T at least said it was a programming error, but we'll see if that is actually it. I don't know how AT&T's programming error went across different cell coverages, but I did, and for a minute, but we were back up.
So how does AT&T said this morning that they're offering a $5 credit for all customers? You know, how does that impact their performance? You know, what are the talks of that type of rebate behind the scenes?
Yeah, I think you'd have to look at, you know, what does that really mean? You take $5, and who's actually going to go get the $5? I mean, a lot of people are going to go big deal, right?
Right.
It may not follow through on that. But, I mean, obviously they look at that and say, is it going to be a hit to their income statement? And by the way, no matter who it is, you know, we talk about, you know, NVIDIA or whomever it is. If a company sells widgets, and you know this from your time in the business world.
Right.
If a company sells widgets, whatever it is that they sell, and they can sell more of those things, and those translate into more profit or net income, we can then look at that and say, you know, what's the valuation based on that, based on interest rates, based on the multiple the market will want to give. So no matter what it is, and that's just in a publicly traded market, but in the private market, and some of these people that you mentor, did you sell more stuff? Did you get more net income? Whatever it is. And, you know, a lot of your guests that came back that were on last week talked about, you know, how they raised money to do whatever event it was. That is really what it's all about. That's the mother's milk into these things. So how do we sell more stuff? And that's what we're going to have to look at with AT&T. What did it do to their income statement? Is it going to hurt? And you know, can we put a multiple on that?
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, Dave. I look forward to these Monday updates each and every Monday. And enjoy the rest of the week.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Have a good show.
Okay. Very good.